it was a good game. A good game for the first period, sort of thing. I think the boys came out hard, but we weren't taking our chances in this first period. Really, I thought that. I think say if Dangy wasn't playing solid in the net, I think it could have probably gone their way. I think in the first period, to be honest, but obviously the boys have stuck together, and yeah, we've pulled it out of the bag.
So 5-1 scoreline suggests fairly comfortable. But do you believe the scoreline could have been greater in the Hawks' favour?
I think it could, but I think once we're getting a lead on teams, I think obviously we've got it in our heads that we need to not let sloppy goals away. I think tonight we gave up a goal when we was on a power play, and when there was 25 seconds left in the period, that shouldn't be happening. It was partly my fault and Chris's fault. I think Chris got a bit of a dirty on him, but it's not the point. There shouldn't have been two forwards there in the first place getting on Dangy on the net. But in terms of the score, I think, yeah, I could have probably scored a few more. Addy had quite a few chances. It's not likely to see Addy miss those chances, but it's just one of them. And I think that once you get quite high up on a team as well, I think that you do start to take the foot off the gas a little bit. It's no excuse, you shouldn't be doing it, but I think naturally, I think we are starting to do it a little bit instead of punishing teams. Like, we only came in after the second period, we only won that period 1-0. And that it was the second period where we didn't really take as much chances, but we were still solid defensively.
I believe that's 7 wins from 7.
Yeah.
Top of the table.
Yeah.
What do you think an invincible season can be on the cards?
I'd like to say, right now, with the way we're performing, I'd like to think that we could, but it's just one of them. Any team in this league can be a team on the given day. You don't know quite. Well, the line I'm playing on, it's been changed up recently due to the injury to Jordan Bannon. And I think Meikle's done really well. Meikle's stepped up and we've started getting clicking again, and it's just good to start to be in finding the back of the net a bit, because I was struggling at the start.
Who do you see as being your biggest threat to go on the season unbeaten?
That's the second time I've been asked this season, and the first time I asked it, I said Solway, and I don't think it is, to be honest with you. I think I was shocked tonight. With their two imports that they've got, I thought they would have been putting a bit more of a shift in. Like at the end, Senko gave me a silly chance when I scored, but we've not played Solihull yet, but I'd like to think that they probably will be our best competitor for the season now.
And finally, you joined the Hawks on the off-season. What's the difference about playing for the Hawks in comparison to other teams that you play for?
Playing at Blackburn, it's the bond in the change room is just there. Everyone gets on with one another. Everyone can take the joke. So it's nobody getting teased or whatever. Everyone's in there. Everyone's getting on well. It's professional. Everyone's turning up. I think Dangy and Dan McCreel are doing a great job this season. I think that's been the biggest change that's been made. I think, no disrespect to Jared, but you could see they were getting away with the wins last year because, well, I think Solway and Billingham came in third, but we were still miles behind. Do you know what I mean? So the boys are stepping up. We've got three solid lines, and I think it's hard for the teams when you're playing against three solid lines, because usually your first two lines are strong and you can sort of try and take over on the third line. But our third line, I don't think they've had a goal conceded against them this season, so we're not giving teams chance to break us down. And we're being quite sensible with our penalties at the minute. Obviously we're taking penalties, but we're starting to do it in the right way and not just silly penalties.